Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. First, Barbers Bay, because of complaints from the area. Next, cottage areas across the city of Timmins will have to comply with a bylaw that prohibits camper trailers on property owners' lots. City Clerk Steph Palmiter says one reason for the bylaw is to make sure the trailer owners aren't just dumping sewage, harming the environment, and taking it to a licensed facility instead. Property owners who are also trailer owners can keep them in their yards.
You're definitely permitted to store a trailer, but it would have to be stored in a fashion where it's obvious that it's not being used for habitation.
A loophole allows short-term visits. Palmiter says by the time enforcement could be started, the trailer would likely be gone. The city councilor, whose ward includes Barbers Bay, John Curley, won't comment now that the bylaw is being enforced and because he has relatives living there. 12 new cases of COVID-19 bring the Porcupine Health Unit's total so far to 1,901. 304 of them are currently active. Our By the Numbers feature is up on our website. The chances are very small, but you can still contract and spread COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. Porcupine Health Unit Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Leanne Catton, cites evidence based on cases in the region up until May 15th.
So there were 751 cases that were reviewed, and only 18 of those individuals who were partially vaccinated ended up becoming cases.
Not many of them, Catton adds, were symptomatic. Experts have also determined that you're fully vaccinated 7 days after your second shot, not 14. Catton says prevention measures are still important because you might still get COVID-19 and spread it to the unvaccinated. Finally, this afternoon, the McIntyre headframe will stand as the most iconic landmark in Timmins for many years to come. The almost century-old structure on the shore of Pearl Lake is owned by the city and used currently by Newmont as a pumping station to control water levels in the Hollinger open pit. An engineering study shows numerous structural and other improvements needed to preserve the historic building. Council has approved a $520,000 project. The federal government will pay the bulk of it. The city's share is about $139,000. Cyro Construction of Timmins is the lead contractor. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.